You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
The story is told about a kindergarten teacher who one day asked her little ones what they did to help out at home. And one raised their hand and said, "I help dry the dishes." Another raised their hand and said, "I take out the trash." And a third little one raised their hand and said, "I feed the dog." And then the fourth little fellow raised his hand and replied, "Mostly, my job is just to stay out of the way." In many countries, the giving of gifts takes place on Epiphany rather than on Christmas as a way of remembering the gifts of the Magi. This event of the visit of the Magi is called Epiphany because it is a manifestation or showing forth of the one born in Bethlehem as the Savior of all people, represented by these visitors from a foreign land and culture. It is Matthew's way in his gospel showing the universality of this Christmas event to the Jewish Christians of the early church, reminding them and us that in Christ, all cultural and racial barriers are removed as these foreigners come to pay homage to this newborn king of the house of David. Matthew tells us that the Magi were led to Jesus by the light of a star. It symbolically reminds us that we are to be like a star, leading others to Christ by the light of our faith, hope, mercy, and love. We, too, are called and challenged to manifest the presence of Christ to others by our lives. We are to be a bright, shining light. Like the Magi, we, too, then make manifest the presence of Christ by the gifts that we bring, not gold, frankincense, and myrrh, but rather the gifts of our time, talent, and treasure that we invest in our lives of faith and in our community of faith, the church. For indeed, our faith, our religion, is not a spectator sport. Just staying out of the way is not an option. We are each called by our baptism to participate fully in the life, mission, work, and worship of the church. And so we're invited to ask ourselves today, what gifts do we bring? What gifts should we bring? Just as it was in bringing gifts that the Magi revealed to the nations the newborn king, so too it is by sharing our gifts of time, talent, and treasure that we too reveal the presence of Christ to others. Matthew doesn't tell us specifically how many Magi there were, but usually we presume that there were three since three gifts are mentioned. But it's clear, regardless of the number, they all traveled together to find the Messiah. They did not go it alone. Again, another symbolic reminder to us that we are not just individuals on a journey of faith alone by ourselves seeking Christ, that we too are like a caravan, companions on the journey, seeking Christ together as a community of faith, the church. Hence, just as the Magi made a commitment to each other to journey together, so too do we as members of the body of Christ, the church. And so today's feast is also a call and a challenge to us to be faithful to doing our part to enrich and strengthen the community of faith of which we are a part. And once again, just staying out of the way is not an option. Finally, when the Magi began their journey to see this newborn king, they did not know where the light of the star would lead them. And so too it is many times with us. We do not know where God is leading us. But like the Magi, we trust that if we follow the light, it will lead us to Christ. At the beginning of a new year, there was always lots of self-proclaimed prognosticators predicting the year ahead, what it will bring in terms of the economy, the political situation, social changes, changes in the church, and even changes in the weather. But the good news is that if we walk together in faith into the future, no matter what unknown surprises might await us, we do not fear. For we know for certain that no matter where the future leads us, the good news is that God is already there. And that's ultimately what the event of Christmas is all about. God coming down from heaven to dwell among us here on earth in human flesh, to lead us on our journey until we are safely at home with God in heaven for all eternity. And so for God, too, just staying out of the way was not an option. For indeed, God loves us too much for that. God seeks us out. That's why God came down from heaven to earth in human flesh at Bethlehem, not to stay out of our way, but rather to become our way. And so let us be bold and dare to follow wherever God leads us. For we trust indeed that God is good
all the time.
All the time.